kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today is Mark Pierce from Volunteering Australia, and we are going to talk about one of the most important aspects of our community, volunteers. Good day, Mark.
Hello, it's great to be with you.
Thanks for your time.
Oh, indeed, my pleasure, and always a great opportunity and a pleasure to talk about volunteering.
Volunteering. When I was a newly arrived migrant, it was one of the first things that people encouraged me to do, is to volunteer so I could meet people from my community and people from outside my community. And it's a great experience, isn't it?
It's a wonderful experience. I think volunteering is at the heart of communities. It's the thing that makes communities worth living in. And I suppose as I think about volunteering, I can think about it in a lot of different ways. But one of the things that always occurs to me is that the act of volunteering is a significant aspirational statement about how we want the communities in which we live to look. We want them to be caring. We want them to be inclusive. We want them to provide opportunities for a better life. And all of that can come through volunteering.
In the Philippines, we have this term called bayanihan, which roughly translates to mateship in Australia. And that's how you get to understand the culture, the community, and, you know, really, really live and soak yourself into it, isn't it?
Look, I think that's right. Getting involved in community, that active community participation, and we call it volunteering, and there are lots of other ways that you can do it, is a very powerful way of engaging with people within community, finding acceptance and expressing that issue of inclusivity and making a life for yourself, making a life for your family, especially if you've most recently arrived in Australia. It's a great way to get up and running and get involved.
Sadly, like many things over the past year, it's one of the most affected aspects of our community, isn't it? Volunteering. We had to stop.
Yeah, we did. And I suppose, communities all through the world, the volunteering community certainly felt the effect of COVID. We did some research with the Australian National University last year to understand the effect of COVID-19 at the peak of the pandemic in the Australian sense. What we found was that essentially 2 in every 3 volunteers stopped volunteering. 66% of volunteers stopped volunteering. And whilst that statistic in itself is significant, when you think about it in the context of the fact that there are over 6 million volunteers in Australia, take away 2/3 of those and then still see that the community need doesn't disappear. In fact, oftentimes, and certainly during COVID, the community need increased. Mm-hmm. And we see that in some more recent data that we've conducted, which shows that almost 50% of volunteer-involving organisations have seen an increase in the demand for their services, despite the fact that there were lower numbers of volunteers. And I think that as we think about National Volunteer Week, our theme is recognise, reconnect, reimagine. And that issue of reconnecting is important because we need people to be involved in volunteering. We need people to reconnect with the programs that they may have been involved in previously, or reconnect with community, find out what needs to be done and get involved.
And as you mentioned, 2 of 3 volunteers had to stop. But there were people who continued on volunteering during the pandemic. And we saw it in mainstream media where restaurants put up soup kitchens for international students. And in our community, we've seen organizations continuing on their volunteering work to help those in need. So it really didn't stop. And it doesn't have to be in a big way, isn't it? It can be in your own little way.
Your point's really very well made. And whilst the numbers I quote tend to look towards formal volunteering, so this is through organizations, one of the really happy things that's come as a function of the COVID-19 pandemic, despite the devastation it's caused, is that people are thinking in innovative ways about how they can volunteer. And when you talk about what happened within migrant communities in particular and soup kitchens and all of those things that took place, people are saying, there's a need in community. How can we be involved? They've used their network sometimes, but they've just shown up and they've got involved in solving a need. Volunteering ultimately is about innovation. It's about identifying a need and providing a solution. And we saw that during the peak of COVID-19. We see it today. And it's oftentimes best expressed in migrant communities who aren't necessarily involved as intrinsically within the institutional nature of volunteering, but they're part of community and they get in and they do things, and it's a wonderful thing to see.
And for many who felt isolated during the pandemic and continue to do so, volunteering was one of the best ways that they could go get out there and shake off that loneliness, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think insofar as, and loneliness is a great topic to talk about with respect to volunteering, because volunteering is a solution for loneliness. So many people within community feel the effects of loneliness. And whilst it's not the sole solution, it is one of the methods and one of the solutions that we can provide is to get involved in community. Interestingly, overseas, in the UK, for example, volunteering is prescribed. There's a system called social prescribing, and GPs, doctors, will oftentimes prescribe people the act of volunteering to deal with mental health issues like depression and loneliness. It's a powerful way of dealing with mental health issues.
And it's also a powerful way of seeing how you can be a valued member of your community, isn't it?
It really is. You look at the benefits that are associated with volunteering community participation, and they are really significant. Issues around just being involved, getting involved in community, what it does for self-esteem and self-worth, and knowing that you've made someone's life a little easier as a function of your volunteering is a really powerful thing.
And as we continue in a COVID-safe way in today's reality and reimagining how we can volunteer for the future, what can we do this week to recognize the thousands of people who have given in their time, their effort, and their love for others?
One of the things that all Australians can do is, even for a moment, over the course of the next week, stop and think about all of those things that volunteers are involved in arts, in sport, in health, in aged care, environmental issues, animal welfare, religious organisations, yes, even political organisations, but interest groups, and disaster recovery. Stop for a moment and think about the contribution that volunteers make to making our communities better, to making our communities more livable, and the opportunities to volunteer their own time where they have that time available. And there's a really interesting way that you can show your appreciation. It's a campaign that we ran last year. And interestingly, a campaign which, whilst it started in Australia, it went all around the world and, of course, back to Australia for National Volunteer Week this week. And that is wave your appreciation. Draw a little smiley on your hand. Take a selfie of yourself holding up your hand with the smiley face and upload it to social media. Utilize the hashtag NVW as in National Volunteer Week, NVW 2021. And that's a really easy, fun way that all Australians can show their appreciation for volunteers during National Volunteer Week.
So to thank everyone, big or small, doesn't matter what you do. What matters is you do it, isn't it?
It's absolutely true.
Thank you very much, Mark Pierce from Volunteering Australia, and thanks for all the work that you do.
Thanks so much.
E like, e share, e comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.